I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 27. Coming up, BOJ remains committed to ensuring orderly adjustments in foreign exchange rates. Audit of Hanover Parish Council underway and Jamaica Defence Force capacity to be expanded. The details after the break.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters entitled an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, remains committed to ensuring orderly adjustments in the foreign exchange rates. This within the context of a flexible exchange rate system. Governor of the BOJ, Brian Winter, says the bank has so far sold over $150 million to the foreign exchange market for the period April 28 to May 20 in an effort to stem the slide in the value of the Jamaican dollar. Mr. Winter notes that the transaction represented the single largest intervention volume sold to the foreign exchange market on any given occasion.
It is our expectation that these actions, combined with the economic conditions that I have described, will restore calm to the foreign exchange market in the near future.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing on Thursday. He has expressed confidence that the BOJ's intervention will work towards stabilizing the dollar based on assessments. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has ordered an immediate audit of the Hanover Parish Council. The audit, to be conducted by a team of senior officials from the ministry, including the Chief Internal Auditor and Procurement Officer, is expected to be completed in 3 weeks.
It is quite clear that there needs to be a total overhaul of the system under which the Hanover Parish Council operates. The Ministry of Local Government, with immediate effect, will take full control of all documents here at the Hanover Parish Council.
Mr. McKenzie says he has advised the mayor of Hanover and secretary-manager to ensure the audit team is given complete support. The minister says two recent reports, including one submitted just 15 months ago from the Office of the Contractor General, have put the Hanover Parish Council, as well as the work of councils island-wide, into disrepute. He adds that the concerns raised will affect the credibility of the operations of local government. He advises that other councils might undergo similar scrutiny and warns against the mismanagement of operations. The government is to expand the capacity of the Jamaica Defence Force, the JDF, to tackle several of the country's socio-economic challenges. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says it's important that the Army is not limited to security, but that its role is extended to offering training in a range of fields locally and regionally.
The Army has incredible capacity for earning and incredible capacity to be an ambassador for Jamaica globally. So the government intends to spend some time on making sure that the military is integrated in what we're doing.
Mr. Holness was speaking with JIS News during a tour of the JDF's Technical Training Institute at Up Park Camp Thursday, following private meetings with high-level staff of the military. The Prime Minister also toured the JDF Coast Guard in Port Royal, where he was provided with details on various initiatives, as well as the capabilities and recent accomplishments of the unit. He also visited the Twicknam Park Range in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. And Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith will attend the 8th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Group of States in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. The two-day summit under the theme Repositioning the ACP Group to Respond to the Challenges of Sustainable Development is scheduled for May 31 to June 1. It will be preceded by an extraordinary meeting of Foreign Affairs Ministers of the ACP Group on Monday, May 30. With Jamaica assuming chairmanship of the Caribbean Forum of ACP States on July 1, the country's participation in the summit takes on added significance. Senator Johnson-Smith says the summit is an important space in which the group will seek to further strengthen and reposition itself as a more effective international force on the global scene, especially in the context of the imminent expiry of the ACP-EU Cotonou Partnership Agreement in 2020. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.